Second Peter chapter number 3. I tell you, we appreciate everything that's been done for us. And I'll tell you, all the meals, everything everybody's made, we just appreciate it. And I really mean that. Lord's good.
Yes.
Second Peter chapter number 3. I'm just going to read one scripture today. But when I woke up this morning, came over and started praying, just seeking the Lord, and it seemed like I couldn't get away from this. This is where I felt like the Lord wanted me to go today. And so I'm going to try to do my best here. It may just be a little more talking. I don't know. It's hard for sometimes for a preacher not to preach. Amen. But we're just going to try to obey God. All right. Pray for me this morning. Verse number 18 said, but grow in grace.
Yes.
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I just simply want to talk to you this morning about spiritual growth. Would you lift your hand towards me and ask the Holy Ghost to help me?
Lord, I pray for you. 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 Lord, I
pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, I pray for you. Lord, help me this morning. Lord, touch us and draw us into this altar. Lord, I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Well, I am going to try to slow down a little bit. Amen. That's all right. I preach normally 100 mile an hour, and that's the only way I about know how. And nobody taught me how to preach, just the Lord. Amen. So that's how I preach. Not all of us are the same, are we?
Right. Amen.
Amen. But I just want to talk to you about spiritual growth this morning. Amen. We must grow in this spiritual walk.
Right.
Do you know that even Jesus had to grow?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Listen, what Luke 2:52 said, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature.
Yeah.
And in the favor with God and man.
And man.
If we never grow spiritually, we will never do anything for God.
Right.
Amen. I'm telling you, this is going to be different. A lot of you probably never want to hear me after this. Amen. Hebrews 5:10, verse 12 said, For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. Which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that is useful, that useth milk, is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Amen. For he is a babe. Amen. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you, you may, amen, this morning disagree. Amen. You may disagree with somebody. But do you know, amen, that don't got to keep us out of heaven just because. Amen. We may not see eye to eye on every little thing.
Right.
Amen. You can disagree with somebody without arguing or fighting. Amen. I want us to know that Apostle Paul, amen, wanted us to know, amen, that we cannot stay on the milk of the word. You cannot just live on what your pastor preaches, but you are going to have to get in the Bible yourself, amen, and begin to dig in that word. And I want to tell you, you'll find that there is strong meat, amen, that will sustain your soul and help you to grow in the wisdom, knowledge, amen, of the word of God.
Right.
I told you I'm going to slow down. I got to watch it or I won't be. Amen. In order to grow, Amen. You will be needed to be planted in good soil and be watered with spiritual rain. Man, I'm telling you, I could preach right there for an hour. Man, I've got the Holy Ghost right there. You will have to be planted in good ground. Amen. And be watered with spiritual rain. I thank God, Brother Tommy, this week. Amen. You was talking about it. I thank God we've been feeling the spiritual rain. That's you. Amen. Do you know for the weary hours, God's got blessings and showers. Amen. For the church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Amen. You got to be planted in good soil. Unfortunately, not everywhere that you go and all churches have the teaching, amen, that they really need. Amen, in the house of God. I believe I'm going to one now, or I'm in one right now, where they teach the Word of God, not just what they want, not just, you know, something to make people shout. Do you know there's men, amen, that'll flip through this Word of God, and they'll never preach to you about holiness. They'll never preach to you about things that cut deep in the heart. I want to tell you, if you're sitting under a pastor and all he does is preach love, hey brother, you better watch him. Hey man, you better watch him. Hear me in this place. The word love is only mentioned in the Bible 300 and some odd times, but the word holy is mentioned in the Bible over 600 and some odd times. And I wonder how that these yellow bellies can get up and never preach a lick of holiness. They preached the man that was sinning that day right in the pearly gates if they could. But brother, give me a man of God, amen, that'll preach holiness, a flat-footed with a backbone like a sawdog. Amen, and tell you, if you don't turn from your wicked ways and get off the milk, you're gonna split hell wide open. Man, I love you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to behave, Brother Jason. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this. Amen. Don't tell me that you can preach holiness without love. Hallelujah. I tell you why a lot of people are turned away from holiness. It's because some preacher in the pulpit preached it with a bad attitude and preached it without love. But I'm going to tell you tonight, when you get this thing right, it's like a well-oiled machine. And brother, it'll click. It'll run like you ought to. I'm telling you tonight, you can't preach holiness without love. And you can't preach holiness without love. And you can't preach love without holiness. I'll tell you, survival's going different, but it don't matter to me. However, Lord wants to do it. Amen. Let me move on. You got to get good nutrients.
Come on.
You got to get good nutrients.
Yes.
Hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Something to get them roots down.
Right.
I thought, man, you know, man, I'm telling you, I got all kinds of notes here. I'm trying my best to behave, man. I don't want to hold you too long here.
Come on.
Amen. You know, amen, that big oak tree. I think, Brother Tommy, I think I even read something about this in your book. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God for good authors. Amen. Do you know that oak tree? Amen. It may be big. It may be tall. But do you know if its roots are shallow and the wind comes along, it'll blow it down.
Yeah.
But brother, you let that big oak tree after the years. That's something that amazes me. I've sat in them trees and hunted. Amen. When the wind was blowing, way too hard to probably be out there. Amen. I've also sit on the ground and felt the roots. You can watch the ground sometimes and it'll actually move. Amen. When the wind gets to blowing right and really gets to moving them trees around. But you know something that happens if that tree don't blow over? Amen. It loosens up that soil. Amen. And them roots go down deeper. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I felt felt like this week, amen, Lord, so far that the power of God's been trying to move. I'm telling you what some of you ought to do is let the roots go down even further and thank God because the wind and the storm ain't took you out. I'm telling you, we've been facing a spiritual drought, a storm like we've never seen. Amen, but I want to let you know, let your roots down. Go ahead and grow in the goodness of God. Amen.
Yes.
Encourage one another.
Right.
Amen. Love one another. Amen. Let me read Mark. I'm talking about spiritual growth.
Yeah.
Let me read the book of Mark, chapter number four, verse 14 through 20. I'm going to try to hurry if I can.
Come on.
The sower soweth the word. Amen. Do you know what that's what we're trying to do today? That's what your pastor's trying to do. Sow the word.
Right.
Sow the word.
Throw it out there. Some's going to fall on stony. Some's going to fall on good. Amen. And these, amen, are they. Amen. That by the wayside.
Yeah.
Amen. Where the word is sown.
Yeah.
But when they have heard, Satan, it cometh immediately. And taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. I mean, man, have you seen the devil try to do that? I've seen it over and over and over, brother. They come in, they'll pray, you know, and it seems like, whoa, we're on cloud nine, you know. Yeah, all right. Amen. But the first sign of trouble, amen, everything that the Lord trying to plant in their heart. Amen. An old fowler comes along and he tries to pluck it up. Amen. And I'm telling you, you can get rooted. It can take hold in some good soil. Hallelujah. I believe, Brother Jason, amen, God's planted your family here. Amen. And I feel like telling some people that are in this place, God has brought them here. Amen. And like he was saying about that tree last night where the roots went together and it held them up, I want to tell you today, grow together in the goodness of God. Amen. I said grow together. Hey, listen, I like that oak tree. I like seeing that apple tree out there. But brother, there's something about, amen, just looking out there and that one apple. Matter of fact, if I got it correct, somebody could correct me. But I think apple trees can't even live by themselves. Ain't that right? Some of you probably know more about that than me. But I think there has to be two of them. Amen. But I'm telling you, I'd like to have more than two. I'd like to have a whole orchard, amen, of apple trees and seeds. I'm telling you right here in Huntington, West Virginia, I'd like to see a orchard. I'd like to see a forest. I'd like to see a mighty, amen, forest for God. I believe you're doing it. I believe you're working on it.
Yes.
I believe God's going to help you.
Amen.
I thought Sister Bowen in our church said, I'm a fruit inspector. She used to always say that. Amen. I believe, amen, that something's moved up this week. I've seen the smiles on faces.
Yes.
Do not lose that. Encourage one another.
Amen.
You know, amen, I'm going to say this because I've had a burden for them this week. I'm not saying anything to them. Amen. But I've had a burden for your pastor. Amen. I believe, amen, in your preachers. Amen. I believe, amen. You know, a lot of times, Brother Jason, I'm just going to say some things that's on my heart that I felt in prayer, okay? Amen. A lot of times when my pastor be going through things, sometimes it took me a long time, Brother Tommy, but my pastor, he's hard to read, brother. You ain't, if you don't have discernment, you're probably not going to read that guy. I'll just tell you that. I'm going to say it anyhow. All right, one time we had some church trouble. Amen. Unfortunately, amen, that happens. Amen. It's something that people go through. I don't understand it. I thought I just got saved. And I thought, man, everything. I thought, how can people? I didn't even know there was trouble, Brother Earl, in the church. Amen. I didn't know. You know, I just got saved. I thought, man, this is awesome.
Whoa.
Yeah. How can people have problems with each other?
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it. There was some trouble in the church. Amen. I'm not saying there's trouble here. That's not what I'm saying. Amen. So don't misunderstand me. I thought, young Christian, Brother Tommy, God, there was a man in our church. God started showing me on this man. It was like I could almost see evil on this man. It was strange. I didn't understand it. Why such a young Christian? And God gave me some scriptures, amen, for my pastor about arrows. Amen. Just screamed in the Lord, brother. I didn't know nothing. Really good. I'm telling you, my pastor said that he got to reading about arrows. Amen. He said, man, he said it brought me through. I'll never forget that man met him one day on the porch. I ain't trying to give out our church's business, but one day that man met my pastor on the porch and gave him, you know, ripped him up one side and down the other, and we could hear that man in the church house. Amen. And you know what my pastor done? He opened the door. He'd come on in. They'd come on in. You couldn't tell that man ever said a word to my pastor. Amen. And that night, amen, my pastor hit the pulpit, and it's one of the best messages I ever heard him preach. He preached about Jesus. He never lashed out at that man. He never went after that man. Amen. He just preached the best he could. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, God anointed the man of God. Why am I saying this? I'm telling you, the men of God go through it. They face trials and heartaches just like the most of you. And probably, amen, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and probably tell you more so. They face things, but they come in and put on the smile. Why? Because they want to see the church blossom and grow.
Right, right.
Brother Jason and his wife have never told me anything, amen, bad about anybody. They've told me some good things, amen, and I appreciate that. I really do. I can't tell you how many churches, Ben, I'm trying to help you grow, okay? Don't fall out of me. I can't tell you how many churches that we go to, and people come up to me and my wife, and they say, hey, this one's got cancer. This one needs this. Hey, you know, they're really struggling. And I'm like, shh. Do you, you know, I don't do that, but I feel like doing that inside. Inside, I'm always like, shh. Do you know there's a real Holy Ghost?
Yeah, right.
Man, there's a real divine Holy Ghost that can tell me if somebody needs prayer or not. Or if somebody, like Brother Scotty was used this morning. Amen. Somebody needed that. I just tell you, Brother Scotty, I'm going to confirm it. Amen. Right now, somebody needed that in this place. Amen. Now listen, I don't need, amen, somebody to tell me everything about the church. Amen. Before we get there, what's going on? Hey, there's a real Holy Ghost that can show us the heart and mind of people. I'm talking about growing in God. I'm telling you, there's deeper walks. There's deeper waters.
Right.
Yeah. And I said, I wouldn't let you wind up. Here I am.
Deeper water. Come on.
God give you pastors. You know who prays for your soul, fasts for your souls more than anybody? Amen. Go to them before you go to others.
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
More importantly, go to him before you go to anybody.
Sure.
Man, you know, Brother Jason ain't asking me to say none of this.
Come on.
No, I'm not trying to get another revival. Amen. But I would love to come back if it's God's will.
Come on.
When they preach and they preach it hard, don't just brush it off.
Yeah.
Don't just stay on milk.
Yeah.
Take that meat and get it off that bone.
Right, right.
I feel like I'm helping somebody. Whether I know it's different. I feel like I'm helping somebody.
Yes.
If pastor tells you need to move up, why don't you move on up? If he steps on your toes, amen, get me older. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, brother, Scotty, them old men, amen, them men, old man. I used to sit there in them camps with my pastor, and he about beat me to death, brother, while them preachers were preaching holiness. He said, man, you hear that? I mean, he be, come on, son, hear that man of God preaching. Amen. Now, amen. You preach a little holiness. Everybody gets tight. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, give me something where somebody can grow on. Whoa! I'm tired of the milk. I'm tired of the milk. Give me some holiness. Give me something to grow on. Hey, hey, hey. The world, the church, they're going to flood out of them.
of the more of the churches that want to wash something. Amen. It's got the power. That's got the glory. Hey, and I'm telling you, this church is a victorious church. It's founded on the rock of ages. It's God's church, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail.
Lift your hand out here and worship God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
I'm talking to some of y'all. Know what I feel? Say, man, I've been in this thing 40 years. I've heard that before. Amen. Why don't you start teaching the younger ones? Amen. Instead of sipping on milk. Amen, man. I'm telling you, when somebody comes into church, amen, a year and a half, and they've already outgrew you, hey, brother, you might want to go back to the soil. You might want to get down a little bit deeper and start digging. Amen. And get you some meat off the bone. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that sister said over here the other night, she said we'd come in here a year and a half, a year ago, whatever it was, and said she didn't understand what was going on. I'm telling you, she may have not understood what was going on then, but brother, there's some growth took place since then. Amen. Because she got off the milk. Amen. And got on the meat. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, hey, listen to me. Hey, you want to start getting off the milk, start coming to church when the house of the Lord is open. I said, get off the milk and get you some meat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes.
My pastor is, oh man. Let me move on, because I'm gonna get myself in trouble.
I'll have you one.
Blessing.
You know, I do want to use wisdom. There's sometimes I feel the Holy Ghost check me. And if a lot of preachers would realize when the Holy Ghost is checking, you need to watch it.
Yeah.
You know that, amen? Well, let me just tell you about, amen, some people that grew. The Bible said Samuel grew.
Samuel grew.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Samuel grew. That's what the Bible said. That's not David talking.
Right.
Samuel grew.
Yes.
Hey, boys, I want to tell you something.
Yes.
I love that instrument playing.
Yes.
Amen. It sounded good. You keep growing for the Lord now. I'm telling you, don't you get hung up on them instruments. Amen. Hear me. Amen. Spirit of God hits you. Set that instrument down and go run it if you want to. My pastor, brother. Man, I'll tell you, I just talked about my pastor a little bit. I love him. He's my friend. Amen. You hear me? And this guy right here is your friend.
Right.
He plays the bass in our church. I mean, he's just a wonderful bass player. He's got that cord. We don't got one of the cordless things yet. He's got that big cord strapped across there. And I thought, it looks like it's about 20 feet long, Brother Scotty. He'll go to get excited playing that thing. He'll go to stomping sometimes. And he'll take off. I seen him take off one night. Never even took the bass off. And that cord went pow. Amen. Hallelujah. Never missed a beat. Just took off running. A few months ago, he was playing that thing. Amen. The Spirit of God was in that place. He handed it to me. And I said, Brother Jay, I don't know how to play that. He said, son, it don't matter. The Holy Ghost is moving. It don't matter what key you're in. And he took off a running. Are y'all gonna get with me and hear what I got to say? It's time to get off the milk. We got a church that God is lifting up in this last day. It's time to be on fire and move out for God.
Thank you, Lord.
Samuel grew.
Samuel grew.
Yeah.
And the Lord was with him.
Yes, he was.
Now listen to what it said. And the Lord let none of his words fall to the ground.
No. He's
gone. Right, right.
Man.
Wow.
Woo. Oh, man, I hope the Lord can say something about me like that one day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He was established as a prophet of the Lord.
Yeah.
He anointed kings. Amen. Do you know David wasn't always a mighty king?
Yeah.
He grew.
Yeah.
Ready, lad. Paul said, I press towards the mark
for
the high calling of Christ Jesus.
Wow.
Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto the things which are before.
Yeah.
I said, there are nine, we'll say it again. There's nine spiritual gifts.
Wow.
You don't just get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and sit on your pew.
No.
There's work to do.
Right.
There's gifts to give. Man, I'm telling you, if nobody else is feeling good, man, I sure am. Paul said to desire the gifts. Amen. To want them. Amen. We need prayer warriors. We need altar workers. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9 has helped me more than any portion of scripture in the whole Bible. Amen. Every time I go to read 1 Corinthians 9, amen, something comes out there in it to me. Amen. You know what Paul said? Amen. He said, to the weak became I weak that I might gain the weak. He said, to the Jew became I Jew that I might gain the Jew. Amen. He said, I came to those that were without law. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, they're still not without being under the law of God. You know what he was saying? They may think they're not under the law, but they are under the law of God, whether they think so or not. He said, I've become all men things to all men that by all means that some would be saved. What's he saying there? I'm telling you what he's trying to tell you. There's a gospel to be preached. There's souls to be saved. And brother, it's time to get off the milk. And it's time to get in the meat of God.
Right.
Oh, you cannot muzzle the mouth of the oxen that treadeth out the corn.
Right.
Amen. If you muzzle this man of God right here, or these preachers, we'll all starve to death.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Right.
We have to have the word of God.
Yeah.
When man, I tell you, I'm trying to quit. I've been too long already.
Come on.
When they used to tie that oxen, it wasn't how you think. They tie that oxen to the pole. Amen. He'd walk around that pole and tread out the corn. Amen. Can I tell you this? Amen. That's what the men of God are doing when they're praying and seeking God for a message. They're treading out corn. And brother, I want to tell you, when they throw out that seed, amen, it's up to you to come and get it.
Right.
It's up for you, amen, to want it. It's up for you if you want to grow in the Lord. Listen, you can stay in the mowing grunt. You can stay how you are if you want to. But brother, I believe I want to grow in the power of his might. Amen. In the glory. Amen. Of God. Why? Amen. Because there is a lost and dying world that needs the gospel preached unto them.
Right. Hey. Yes.
I'm trying to quit.
Holy God.
Hallelujah. The following God. Amen. I'm going to preach all day if I ain't careful. Y'all all right?
Come on.
Bless you. But they said, I get too long.
Come on, bro.
Bless I'm going to slow down maybe just a little bit. My pastor, whenever God got to deal with me about evangelizing, I thought, I fought it for Brother Painter for almost a year and a half, if not longer. I fought it. You don't think I'm crazy, but I had a job. It was a good job. I started at the bottom of that job, and God had worked me up. Every time I thought I was going to leave that job, and God just kept me there. I spent almost 15 years in that place. It was 120,000 square feet. When I left, it was 1,200,000 square feet. And they were fixing to double it. Amen. I'm telling you, God got to deal with me about leaving there and evangelizing. I said, man, Lord, you got the wrong guy. I don't know anybody. I'm in this little old country church. What do you mean, go evangelize? I'm telling you, I just kind of shrugged it off, Brother Jason. Amen. Things started happening to me. Amen. God Amen. That job, some things happened. I got miserable at that job. God made me put miserable. Amen. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, amen, I've seen if this is really you. After Israel, almost a year and a half, I finally told my wife, I said, honey, I'm not, you know, you just got to pray. I feel like the Lord's wanting to do something with this a little different. And I wasn't going to pull my wife out of her. I ain't trying to brag or act like we're something, but we had a beautiful home, had the things going for us. I thought I was going to work in that job, had my retirement set up. I mean, I thought I had everything figured out, Brother Tommy. Anybody else ever do those kind of things? Yeah. Amen. I thought I had it all figured out. And I said, Lord, if this is really you, you use not only anybody, but you use my pastor. I'm telling you, at a foot washing, my pastor got down and he started washing my feet. I want to tell you, I still believe in foot washing. You want to know why I believe in it? Because Jesus told us to do it. That's why I believe in it. Amen. So, amen. If you have a problem with foot washing, you're probably the one that needs it the most. Hallelujah. Hear me? Oh, my. Hallelujah. I'm just going to get out here and preach. Amen. He was washing my feet, Brother Scott. He got down. He began to speak in tongues. He said, son. Amen. The interpretation came. He said, son. He said, I see a light shining around your head. You're going to have to go preach the gospel. I thought, amen, a few months went by. Amen. He was up preaching, brother. Amen. He laid his hand on my head. He said, son, he said, I see the light. And he said, I see the souls are marching towards it. He said, you have to leave here and preach my word. Amen. I want to tell you something. God confirmed it. Say, well, why did you want your pastor? I'm going to tell you why. Because I've seen a lot of men do him wrong. I've seen a lot of men leave his side when he needed them the most. Amen. I said, God, if it's you, you're going to send some people in. And I want to tell you this. Amen. What happened? Amen. God started sending young couples in. And God got to moving in that little church. And he made provision. Amen. I want to let you know, this man of God, amen, God will use him. I said, God, I confirm it to him. If you ain't supposed to be here, and don't just let the devil run you off, because the grass looks greener on the other side. Hey, listen, if they ain't preaching and teaching holiness, get out of there. But brother, if it's a good church, you better make sure it's God, or you'll be doomed if you ain't careful. You better watch them. Amen. And never get anybody saved.
Right. Come on.
And want everybody's soul, everybody's lambs.
Come on.
You hear me?
Come on.
Boy, I ain't afraid to preach it because I've seen them come in like wolves in sheep's clothing.
Come on. Come on.
Glory to God.
Let me move on before I get myself in trouble. God confirmed it. Helped us. Last thing, amen. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm not pulling my wife out of her house, her home. She's got to want to do it. We went to a church, amen. I don't even know if we were preaching. I don't think we was that night. Went to a church, some of you probably know Brother Aaron Swofford. Went to his church, visited some people, amen. One of them said, I feel like praying for your wife. We didn't tell nobody. Amen. I'll tell you, God will confirm things.
Yeah.
Don't you just step out without hearing the confirmation. Amen from the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And it may just come in the Word of God and that still small voice speak to you. And I will tell you, somebody got it here this morning. Right. Hallelujah. Oh my. let me finish this. And so, amen, we went down there and somebody said, I feel like praying for your wife. I didn't tell them nothing. They started praying for her. Hey, that Holy Ghost spoke, told her, said, I don't remember exactly what it said. It said, like, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. Amen. This is what I remember the most. My wife said this. She said, I said in my mind, she said, Lord, why can't you speak to me clearly? The Holy Ghost hit Brother Aaron Swapper and he said, I have spoken to you many times. My wife said, right then, brother, she said, I knew we had to go. And that's all it took. God made the rest of the way. What are you trying to say? Listen, I ain't trying to brag. Amen. I sold my house. And I'm going to tell you this. God, give me a house, Brother Scotty. Amen. One man said, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. Hey, y'all going to help me just for a few more minutes. I'm telling you, if it's God's will, he'll make the way. I said he'll make the way for you.
Woo! Yes. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why I'm hung up there, but I am. I'm going to tell this to you. All right.
Come on, man.
I'll quit. I promise. Maybe. You all right if I preach all day?
Come on.
You all right? Do you got something better to do? And then maybe you need to get back in the meat a little bit.
Come on.
Yeah. Not the fleshly one where we're going to go feed. Amen. This whole fleshly man. I'm talking about the meat of the word. Hallelujah. Come on now. Amen. Just a little bit. Amen. I thought we haven't told anybody anything. Nobody knew nothing at this time. Nothing. Nobody. I ain't got my... prophecy yet from my pastor. My little girl Emily, how old? Five. Half a year before we even stepped out, maybe longer, probably a year. She's 7. So yeah, 2 years ago. I'm sorry, I'm a little off on my math. Had a sister grab her in our church. Went walk around the church with her, grabbed her by the hand. Holy Ghost began to speak in tongues, interpret to her. We haven't told nobody about anything. Nobody. Holy Ghost spoke. Said, though you may be little, he said, I'm going to use you.
Praise
this is what it said. I'm not only going to use you, but I'm going to use you all over the land.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I'm saying this thing. Maybe somebody's needing something a little more here this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Oh, man. I got to quit. Would you stand with me? I'm going to quit.
Holy God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, mighty God. Have your way, mighty God.
We need you to grow in the Lord.
Yes, grow in the Lord.
We're not trying to be mean. We're not trying to beat you over the head with the gospel. I'm going to close with this. Honey, if you could, I know, good luck figuring out something to sing with my preacher. I'm all over the place, bro.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord.
Come on.
We don't just need preachers, and there's more to preaching than getting in this pulpit or in this Bible stand.
Sure,
people say it all the time. I say it all the time wrong too, but get behind this Bible stand. All right,
come on.
Bless him, Lord.
I say this everywhere I go, and I'm gonna say it here. We got too many preachers that are looking for a pulpit to preach in.
Right. Come on.
And they walk right by their fellow men on the street corners,
yeah,
and in the nursing homes and in the jails.
You're right.
And on your jobs.
Right.
There's more to preaching than just preaching in this pulpit.
Right. That's
right.
Glory to God.
We need prayer warriors, and I feel like ending on this.
Prayer warriors.
Yeah.
We need prayer warriors.
Right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Right.
We had a brother in our church. This is what I feel like ending with. I pray. Would you lift your hands? I pray right now that God would instill this in somebody. Lord, help us.
Thank you, Lord.
We need altar workers, prayer warriors. I feel like telling this. We had a brother in our church. His name was Rex Sotts. He was the biggest spiritual influence in my life besides Jesus. I thought he was a prayer warrior. I've seen him do things. I mean, it is unbelievable. Our church, I feel like, is still, well, I know it is still reaping the benefits of Brother Rex's prayers. I thought man, I ain't got time to go into all this. He had a rough life, brother. He was brought up. His mom was into witchcraft. Amen. Just some strange things. Amen. I'll just try to give you a quick briefing. Him and his wife got saved. They were youth leaders for years. His wife grew cold on the Lord, backslid, got out of church, and it wound up dragging him out, which, you know, that ain't no excuse. He got out himself, all right? I ain't trying to run nobody down, so don't misunderstand me. He had his own choice. He got out too. Amen. But a few years, amen, after I got saved, he come back and he got saved. Amen. And it was just, I mean, it was unbelievable how God started working his life. Amen. I mean, you know, those things, you know, a lot of people let things hinder them, what happened in their life. Amen. But I thought he was such a prayer warrior. I just want to share this with you. Amen. He took me mushroom hunting one time. He said, I want to take you mushroom hunting. Got me out there, walked me 2 miles back in the woods. Holy Ghost hit him out in the middle of the woods. He turned around. He said, son, whatever you do, don't you get out of church. It'll cost you. Amen. I thought he prayed and prayed and prayed. You could go down there at our little church, pull up in that parking lot. It may have been 10 a.m. in the morning. And that little Ford Ranger would be there in that parking lot. He'd be on his face calling on the Lord. When he would pray, he didn't just use a little Kleenex. He'd bring a whole roll, wouldn't he, honey, of paper towels. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm telling you. I'm for the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
That man would get a hold of the Lord, brother. You'd go back 8 hours later, brother. I'm not saying this. He's gone now. He got cancer, went on. 8 hours later, you drive by that little church. And you know what you'd see? You'd see that little Ford Ranger pulled up in that parking lot.
Hallelujah.
I slipped in there, brother. We had prayer meetings. And I feel like, please, I want somebody to get a burden for more this morning. Woo. I'm trying to get too emotional on you. I want somebody to get a burden for this church.
Get a burden.
I pull up 8 hours later. He'd be down there. Speak in God's face.
Yeah.
I know, man, we got jobs and sometimes we can't do all that. Amen. Don't misunderstand me. I believe in using wisdom. Amen. He was retired. I thought I slipped in there one day, brother, oh, Tommy. I'd slip in there with him, man. I love praying with that guy. I never heard anybody pray like you, Brother Jason. Never. I've never heard anybody pray quite like you, brother. It was different. It was so different. I can't even explain it. And I slipped in there. Man, one day, I don't even think he knew I was there. I slipped right down that altar beside him. And I just listened to him. Man, that sweet sound of heaven. Whew. I'm slipping there and I'd say, oh, I just listened. One day, brother, Tommy, I'll never forget this. There was some of us there. He was down there at that altar. Man, he got to talking to the Lord. And I heard him go laughing. He said, this was his son. He said, Lord, could you believe? He said, Jeremy, that was his son. And his son was lost. He said, Lord, can you believe he'd done that the other day? And he started laughing. Brother, I'm telling you, it done something to me. It done something to my soul. Amen. Why was it? I'm going to tell you why. Amen. When he said that, the power of God come down and they're so real. Amen. And I literally thought he was sitting. Amen. And the Lord was there. I'm telling you, that's how real it come down. I got up and I started looking around to see if the Lord was there. Amen. And I know it was just the presence of God. I know misunderstanding of what I'm saying. But I'm trying to tell you there's a deeper waters. Amen. There's more than this thing. Amen. We all want to be in the spotlight. We all wanted, amen, do things. Amen, where everybody sees us. I preach way too long, I know it. But I'm trying to give somebody to get a hold of this thing and grab a hold of it with all you got. Amen, that we can see souls and be saved.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I feel like asking you this morning, you're here. Amen. I'm going to open this all right. I'm not going to try to point nobody out. I'm not going to do that this morning. Amen. I feel like this morning, amen, this afternoon, I probably said this morning 500 times, ain't I? Lord, forgive me. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about, all right? I wonder this today. I feel like God's touched some hearts here this weekend. You've been on fire for the Lord.
Yes. Bless the God.
I wonder how many will take the challenge this morning to grow
more.
The winds have blown, you've been through it. Nobody has to tell me you ain't been through it. You've been through it. The church in whole has been through it here lately, Brother Scotty. We have been through it. Can I tell you this? Look around. Say, thank you, Lord. We're still standing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I could almost have church on that right there, Brother Tommy.
Yes, yes.
Look around. The church is still here. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you this. Amen. Until Jesus parts them eastern skies. Amen. And the heavens roll like back like a scroll. God's going to have a church. Amen. Not just a worthy church, but a victorious church. I'm telling you, we're still standing, devil. We're still here. Amen. You may have blew. You may have tried to knock us down. But I've got news for you, devil. Our roots are going down a little bit deeper. I said we're growing in God. I wonder today, do I have any takers? I'm like opening this altar. Amen. Now, you can pray where you are if you want to. I'm like opening this altar. I'm going to say this. They that wait at the altar shall partake of the altar.
Yes, Lord.
That's Bible.
Yes.
Do you want this thing? Amen. This altar's open. How do you say? Amen. Everybody that will. Amen. Come and gather in.
Yes, God.
Let's grow together in the Lord. Let's grow together in the Lord. Come on, church.
Put your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water. Way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the living God. Oh, step into the water. Way down a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water.
I want you.
Thank you. rest.